Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 20th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Rite Aid updates online and in-store payment processing. Indonesia rolls out national QR code system. Wirecard, OYO expand collaboration on a global scale. Paymaya, total partner for cashless payments in the Philippines. 7-Eleven introduces mobile checkout in New York. WhatsApp in talks to roll out mobile payments service in Indonesia. Entesa San Paulo completes tech integration with Bank Morval. Blaze Portfolio connects to Ativity. Alibaba to launch sourcing channel, boost wholesale business. HSBC signs new license agreement for Identity's Overlay Plus. UK finance firm launches 40M recruitment fund. Cards remain the most popular payment method in Russia, Mediascope study finds. Accenture acquires Parker Fitzgerald. Igniting oil, gas supply chain efficiencies with online networks. Westpac debuts cloud-based procurement via Copa. Appetite for blockchain along food supply chain. World Bank issues second tranche of blockchain bond. Now let's get started. Rite Aid updates online and in-store payment processing. Rite Aid has announced that it is updating its payment processor and security solutions covering more than 2,400 stores nationwide and its e-commerce site. The retail pharmacy company selected Bank of America Merchant Services to bring together payment, e-commerce, and security solutions with the aim to streamline its digital commerce. Bank of America Merchant Services processes 17.3 billion transactions at more than 700,000 merchant locations throughout the US, Canada, and Europe. The company helps businesses manage the cost of acceptance, protect card data, minimize fraud exposure, and leverage data for customer loyalty. Indonesia rolls out national QR code system. Indonesia's central bank has approved a standard QR code system and has given mobile payment providers the end of 2019 as deadline to upgrade their platforms. According to Mobile World Live, Bank Indonesia said the introduction of a national standard for mobile payments would accelerate financial inclusion efforts in the country. From the new standards would also benefit small and medium-sized businesses as it would improve the efficiency of their operations. Once rolled out, the QR code system will be used for transactions through mobile payment providers, electronic wallets and mobile banking applications. Wirecard, OYO expand collaboration on a global scale. Wirecard and OYO, an India-based hotel chain, have announced that they are exploring collaboration opportunities for payment services. As part of the collaboration, Wirecard will provide OYO with digital financial commerce-related services including payment acceptance and issuance for OYO's booking services online, mobile and point-of-sale (POS), as well as enabling it to leverage Wirecard's BaaS capabilities that include lending and loyalty. Currently, OYO has an international presence with its hotels and homes business spread across the Indian subcontinent, China, Southeast Asia, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Europe, US and more other countries, with a portfolio of more than 23,000 hotels and 125,000 plus vacation homes in 800 cities in 80 countries. Paymaya, total partner for cashless payments in the Philippines. Paymaya has partnered with the Philippine unit of the France-based oil and gas company Total to enable cashless payments to its nearly 500 branches nationwide. Total and Paymaya are kicking off their collaboration with the oil company's flagship service station in Alabang, allowing motorists and travelers to enjoy a streamlined cashless experience for paying for gas, purchasing convenience store items, or buying on-the-go meals. Under the partnership, Total Alabang will now accept cashless payments through Paymaya's all-in-one payments device and through its e-wallet app, via Paymaya QR. Aside from offering cashless payment options at the fuel terminals, Total will also be deploying the same payment terminals to its Bonjour convenience store and Café Bonjour at the Alabang station. Paymaya said more Total branches across the Philippines would soon be enabled with this cashless payments acceptance solutions. 7-Eleven introduces mobile checkout in New York. 7-Eleven has introduced mobile checkout for a new way to shop and pay for customers in the New York City. Customers can skip the checkout line and pay for their purchases using the 7-Eleven app, which houses the retailer's 7Rewards loyalty program. Customers can automatically earn and redeem any available 7Rewards points or coupons as well as in-store promotions. Mobile checkout works on both Android and iOS devices and is available for most 7-Eleven merchandise that has a barcode. Some items still require cashier assistance such as financial services and age-verified products like alcohol, tobacco, and lottery tickets. All payment transactions can be made through debit card, credit card, Apple Pay or Google Pay. WhatsApp in talks to roll out mobile payments service in Indonesia. WhatsApp is in talks with Indonesian digital payment companies to offer mobile transaction services, Reuters reports. Indonesia could become the second country where WhatsApp introduces the services, as it awaits regulatory approval from India. Unlike in India, where it plans to offer direct P2P payment services, in Indonesia WhatsApp will serve as a platform, supporting payments via local digital wallets. WhatsApp is in talks with several digital payments companies including Gojek, Dana, and OVO. The service was originally planned to start at the end of 2019, but sources said they expected it to be delayed by several months, as WhatsApp would not want to launch in Indonesia before India, Reuters continues. Earlier in August 2019, India has announced it is reviewing an audit report on data practices of WhatsApp to ensure compliance with local rules before permitting a nationwide debut of the company's payments service. Entesa San Paulo completes tech integration with Bank Morval. Entesa San Paulo Private Bank, Suisse, SA and Avaloq have successfully onboarded Bank Morval onto Avaloq's Business Process as a Service, BPaaS, solution in just 9 months. The merger of Entesa San Paulo Private Bank, Suisse, the Italian Entesa San Paulo Group's Swiss private banking subsidiary, and Bank Morval was completed in April last year and created the new legal entity Entesa San Paulo Private Bank, Suisse, Morval. Avaloq's BPaaS solution was initially selected by Entesa San Paulo Private Bank, Suisse, to fast-track the integration of legacy systems and multiple client assets. Using Avaloq's innovative Ready for Business approach, the implementation reduced costs and time to market for the bank and has become the platform of choice to for their international private banking business. In total, Entesa San Paulo Morval, Suisse, SA now has most of its private banking international business managed on Avaloq's Business Process as a Service BPaaS solution. The migration of further international entities is in planning. Avaloq is the leading provider of BPaaS to financial institutions and is forecasting strong demand for this type of agile, efficient solution as banks and wealth managers increasingly undertake in-depth digitization projects. BPaaS allows institutions to focus resources on top-line growth opportunities such as product innovation, new business models and channel development. JRG Hunziker, CEO of Avaloq, said, "We are delighted to have completed the migration quickly and seamlessly, and deepened the existing relationship we have with Entesa San Paulo. Our solution enables institutions to radically change, simplify and enrich the way they run their processes and deliver tangible benefits, particularly with the integration of new products and services." Blaze Portfolio connects to Ativity. Ativity, a leading technology and service provider to financial institutions worldwide, has partnered with Blaze Portfolio, a software provider focusing on scalable investment portfolio rebalancing and real-time trade order management technology. Partnering with Ativity enables Blaze Portfolio to offer their clients access to Itavitus NYFIX suite of services including, its world-class FIX connectivity network, monitoring and execution reporting. We strive to provide our clients with the best offerings on the market, said Bryson Pouw, CEO at Blaze Portfolio. Itivitis NYFIX seemed like a natural, comfortable choice for us. It allows us to enhance our clients' connectivity offering with a wider choice of services and 600 brokers at their fingertips. Furthermore, we're now able to offer options trading over Itivitis NYFIX network. Blaze Portfolio is one of over 50 buy-side service providers to select NYFIX as their main connectivity partner through Itivitis Global Alliance Program, GAP. Itivitis NYFIX solution offers a suite of services including monitoring, FIX protocol dictionary, post-trade services and more. Blaze Portfolio is also utilizing NYFIX matching, Itivitis post-trade solution that streamlines affirmation, allocation and confirmation matching services. Additionally, Blaze Portfolio clients have access to Itivitis Transaction Cost Analysis (TCA) services, the industry-leading solution for measuring trade performance. We're pleased with the ongoing growth and effectiveness of our NYFIX partnership model, said Lael Wakefield, President of the Americas, Itivity. NYFIX allows for single sign-on access to an ever-growing suite of tools and services that provide connection monitoring, TCA, post-trade matching, and a variety of other value-added services through our portal. The Itivity GAP provides a global framework to build and develop mutually beneficial relationships with solution providers contributing to the Itivity ecosystem of solutions and services. Partners are selected based on shared high standards of quality, reliability, innovation, responsiveness and client satisfaction. Alibaba to launch sourcing channel, boost wholesale business. China's e-commerce giant Alibaba is hoping to boost cross-border trade by upgrading its wholesale business and adding a new sourcing channel, the payers reported on Monday, August 19. The new channel will help facilitate international purchases and allow Alibaba buyers to get homogenized products instead of tailor-made offerings. Alibaba also has its sights set on establishing a separate channel for customized offerings using algorithms to distinguish characteristics of buyers. The digital marketplace boasts 150 million worldwide registered users, strives to help suppliers reach a global audience. Speaking at a global suppliers summit in Shanghai, Alibaba co-general manager Zhang Kuo said the move complements the existing supply channels and offers global SMB buyers more choices and greater variety. This is designed on top of the existing OEM channel, adding a new piece to the fragmented, high-frequency, and personalized procurement ordering puzzle. This is a major trend we need to capitalize on, Zhang told China Daily. Alibaba handles transactions in 22 currencies across 56 economies supported by its financial arm Ant Financial Supports, Cheng Li, Chief Operating Officer of Ant's International Business, told the news outlet. Alibaba is also seeking to launch a special digital zone featuring Yiwu, China's hub for exports of small merchandise, in a bid to smooth cross-border transactions for millions of SMBs. Alibaba posted results earlier this month that topped expectations as e-commerce sales continued to surge by double-digit percentages. The company also made strides to tap consumers in less developed areas of the country. The numbers seem to show that despite economic slowdowns and an ongoing trade war with the United States, the Chinese consumer is still spending. Alibaba co-founder Joseph Tsai said the consumption trends are in place despite challenges to the broader economy posed by secular shifts in demographics and digitization. There has been particular strength in the emergence of a middle class in China's countryside. HSBC signs new license agreement for Identity's Overlay Plus. Identity Limited, Identity, Company, ASX, ID8, the fintech reducing last-mile payment hold-ups for banks and corporates, announces it has signed a new license agreement, to provide its Overlay Plus platform to HSBC Bank Australia Limited, HSBC Australia. This represents the second license agreement for Identity's technology under its existing Global Framework Agreement, with HSBC Global Services UK Limited. It is consistent with the company's growth strategy to build on the relationship with its existing customer, as well as signing up new customers. The expanded agreement is for an initial 5-year term, with a minimum contract value of $511,600 with scope to be extended. Termination clauses are consistent with the current HSBC Global Framework Agreement with Identity. The new license will generate material revenue for Identity through a combination of professional service fees for upfront technology implementation work and an ongoing monthly license fee. The implementation work is expected to be completed in Q2 2020 and Overlay Plus is expected to go live with HSBC Australia thereafter. The Overlay Plus platform enables peer-to-peer communication of any type of data or documents between parties and to regulators. It facilitates the secure sharing of structured or unstructured settlement data along with clearing, remittance and regulatory reporting information, creating a permissioned audit trail of activity for each transaction. Commenting on the new agreement, Identity CEO, Nick Armstrong said, "We are very happy to announce that we have signed a new license agreement for Overlay Plus. This is our second technology license with HSBC and it delivers on a key part of our growth strategy, which is deepening relationships with existing customers. It also represents the commercialization of a new use case for Overlay Plus, which seamlessly integrates with existing systems to ensure compliance with regulatory reporting requirements." UK finance firm launches 40M recruitment fund. Skipton Business Finance is putting up $40 million, $48.5 million, to aid UK businesses in the recruitment space, BE Daily News reported on Monday, August 19. E-recruitment is a growing segment, but economic uncertainty has recruitment agencies struggling to find the funding necessary to transform. Skipton Business Finance is proud to be offering this amount of money for recruitment businesses, Managing Director Greg Bell told BE Daily News. He added, "This scheme can give a business the support it needs to transform and we are proud to be involved in this process. We have assisted a number of recruitment businesses who have opted to use one of our invoice finance solutions, subsequently helping their growth." Skipton Business Finance offers a variety of invoice financing options, including invoice factoring and discounting, as well as Enterprise Finance Guarantee (EFG) loans. Invoice factoring is the concept of selling unpaid accounts receivables (AR) to a company with the cash up front. The funder takes responsibility for running the credit control process and will pursue the debtor for payment. This allows businesses to draw up to 90% of the invoice value without having to wait 30 or more days for customers to pay. Factoring can play an essential role in the health of a company, particularly small businesses. As companies struggle to manage longer payment terms, traditional banks will often turn away young firms for lack of reliable credit history and assets to underwrite a line of credit or other loan product. AR financing can provide the working capital necessary to stay afloat while a company builds up revenue streams. Jack Stieber, president of American Receivable Corp, said companies could find success with their factoring strategies if they find the right partner, emphasizing customer relationships for the AR financing world. "That's what factoring is here for," Stieber said. "It's bridge financing." Cards remain the most popular payment method in Russia, Mediascope study finds. Research company Mediascope has found that bank cards is the most popular online payment method in Russia. As the study shows, while in general the percentage of users periodically paying online has not changed much, the number of those who pay online for taxis, hotel reservations, and the purchase of transport tickets has increased, and the number of users who make P2P transfers and pay for online games has become slightly decreased. The key findings of the study: bank cards remain the most popular means of online payment, 90.5% of Russians used them in 2018, 89.7% paid via online banking, and 77.6% paid with e-wallets. The most active payment audience online are users between 25 and 34 years, 82.2% of respondents in this age group used e-wallets, 93.9% used internet banking. The largest share of bank card users comes from the older group of 35 to 44 years old, 94.4%. Contactless payments are most popular with an audience of 25 to 34-year-olds, 57.3% on average. 44.8% of Russians used them in 2018 against 38.3% in 2017. Google Pay is the leader among contactless systems, with the number of users growing from 19.6% to 22.9% over the year. 18.9% of respondents paid via Apple Pay, 15.5% via Samsung Pay, 2% with Garmin Pay. Most users already have experience with online payments for mobile communications, 85.8%, purchases in online stores, 81%, and housing and communal services, 74%. The share of users paying online for taxis is growing. It grew from 45.4% in 2018 to 50.8% in 2019. Young people are more likely to pay for taxis, 64% of respondents aged 18 to 24 years old and almost 63% in the 25 to 34 years old age group. The Mediascope study was conducted in April to May 2018 and June to July 2019. Russians aged 12 to 55 years old took part in an online survey from cities with a population of 700,000 people in six federal districts and cities of the Far Eastern District with a population of 600,000 people. Accenture acquires Parker Fitzgerald. Accenture, NYSE, ACN, has acquired Parker Fitzgerald, a strategic advisor and consulting partner to leading global financial institutions, further enhancing the business and technology capabilities within its finance and risk practice. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Founded in 2008 in response to the global financial crisis, Parker Fitzgerald advises financial services companies on financial and non-financial risk, regulation and financial technology. The firm provides strategic advice, independent assurance and market-leading solutions to help clients navigate risks, reduce operational complexity and improve their overall risk-adjusted performance. Parker Fitzgerald's advisory and assurance expertise and regulatory experience will complement Accenture's consulting and technology capabilities and strengthen Accenture's client response to the evolving risk landscape in financial services. Financial services companies continue to contend with the impact of economic and geopolitical uncertainties, regulatory challenges, and digital transformation, said Tara Brady, who leads Accenture's financial services practice in the UK. Parker Fitzgerald has a successful track record helping clients navigate ever-increasing disruption and uncertainty, and the combination of their risk advisory and assurance expertise with Accenture's consulting and digital capabilities will be a strong differentiator, enhancing our services to UK financial institutions. Scott Vincent, founder and CEO of Parker Fitzgerald, said, "Helping clients optimize their performance in a rapidly evolving risk environment remains our utmost priority. Accenture's tremendous scale and scope, coupled with their data and technology-focused expertise in finance and risk, will enable us to expand our geographic reach and provide high-quality services to an even broader client base." Peter Beardshaw, who leads Accenture's financial and risk practice in the UK, said, "Parker Fitzgerald's skills, approach to financial risk management and long-standing regulatory relationships are at the heart of the risk management agenda and will enable us to provide clients with an even greater level of risk and assurance services and solutions." Igniting oil, gas supply chain efficiencies with online networks. Supply chains operate with common goals to move goods or services from production to end user. But drill down a bit in this case, literally, and the challenges in managing a supply chain differ across verticals. To that end, Achilles Information, a supply chain risk and performance management firm based in the United Kingdom, said earlier this month that it has launched an online supplier network for the oil and gas industry. The company said the network, Oil and Gas Europe, ties together 6,000 suppliers and 148 buyers into what it dubbed a single supply chain spanning the UK, Europe and the Nordics. Among the features of the network, data analytics help boost procurement activities and are linked to 20 years of validated information that is, in turn, held by Achilles. Kevin Alexander, Director of Procurement Solutions at Achilles, told PYMNTS in a written exchange that, in general, online supplier platforms are trying to help resolve procurement, supply chain challenges in the energy sector, many of which are not new at all and may be similar to challenges found in other asset-intensive, project and CapEx supply chains. But in some respects, and beyond the generalities, oil and gas supply chains do have distinct trends in place, he said, such as regional variations in the nature of demand. In one example, in the North Sea, decommissioning is emerging as a sector, service, which Alexander said has its own service requirements from suppliers. In other areas, acquisition activity means the operational landscape is changing. He said that in seeking to provide a range of services, Achilles pools resources across two existing communities known as FPAL and JQS, and that all supplier data is validated and the completed supplier profiles are accompanied by additional tools that include performance feedback and audits. Alexander contended the Achilles network addresses current challenges in the supply chain, namely firms' visibility and access to suppliers outside their own immediate borders. In addition, he said, the Oil and Gas Europe Analytics Dashboard provides access to data that provides effective and most importantly actionable insights. Achilles is ISO 27001 certified and has a rigorous data processing and GDPR policy in place, he said. In terms of data security for the Oil and Gas Europe service, he added, for individuals to access the service, they need to be member of an organization that is a member of the Achilles FPAL or JQS services. Oil and Gas Europe is accessible via those platforms. All buyer and supplier benchmarking reports produced by Achilles are confidential to the buyer or supplier. Asked by PYMNTS about the compliance issues that are in place that can be tackled through a platform model, Alexander noted that relative to other sectors, there is huge variation in specification requirements across the sector, and I think there is still more the industry could do to align and simplify across different categories and geographies. He pointed to the IOGP audit protocol that has been introduced alongside Oil and Gas Europe as one offering that helps firms comply with industry standards. In terms of automation, of at least some functions, Alexander said, there are obvious benefits that a platform can bring in terms of making data widely and transparently available for all participants. There are also many practical benefits that a platform can bring, which range from events, scheduling and subscription management, all the way through to APIs and data feeds to buyers that can provide an instantaneous signal when compliance lapses. Westpac debuts cloud-based procurement via Copa. Westpac has delivered an Australian first in e-procurement, by partnering with Copa, NASDAQ, KU, a leader in business spend management, BSM, to help businesses more efficiently manage their spending within a comprehensive cloud platform. The partnership enables customers to reduce risk, improve compliance, automate manual and inefficient tasks, and ultimately, deliver cost savings to the business. Westpac is the first bank in Australia to transform payables and purchasing through cloud-based procurement solutions for its customers. Copa's industry-leading business spend management platform has been deployed by over 750 organizations, including MGM Resorts International, Salesforce, and Unilever. Corporates have invested heavily in improving the way they receive payments from customers. However, we haven't seen the same advancements in how payments are made to suppliers. In many cases, the payables process remains inefficient, paper-based, and prone to errors. Our partnership with Copa is the first major step towards frictionless supplier payments and delivering end-to-end automation across the working capital cycle, said D. Challoner, Westpac Institutional Bank's General Manager, Global Transaction Services. By combining the Copa BSM platform with Westpac's invoicing, payments and reconciliation solutions, CFOs have real-time oversight into their organization's spending behavior, allowing them to proactively identify and address small problems before they turn into big issues, Ms. Challoner said. Organizations with large procurement spend or complex supplier relationships will get real-time visibility on budgets, increased purchasing power, and more efficient processes. We're delighted to partner with one of Australia's leading institutional banks. This partnership means we're in a strong position to help CFOs and finance teams get full visibility and control to drive real value across the business and the bottom line. This will result in some exciting procurement innovations for our mutual customers, said Roger Goulart, Senior Vice President of Business Development and Alliances at Copa. In addition, with more than $1.2 trillion of cumulative spend under management, Copa is leveraging the wisdom of the BSM community along with the latest in artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning to deliver real-time prescriptive insights and benchmarks to customers. As a result, smarter spend decisions can be made, including the potential to enhance the use of working capital through increased days payable outstanding, real-time payments, and invoicing when the Australian and New Zealand government's electronic invoicing standards 1.0 adopted. According to D. Challoner, the Copa platform also offer benefits for small to medium-sized businesses supplying to large organizations. Unlike some other e-procurement platforms, suppliers get access to the Copa supplier portal for free, Ms. Challoner said. The digitization of purchase orders, invoicing and payments can't come fast enough for many smaller suppliers who have no visibility over when they will get paid and struggle to manage cash flow due to today's inefficient paper-based processes, she said. Westpac's moves also anticipate the government's increased focus on digitizing procurement and adoption of the Australian Supplier Payment Code, helping corporates remain at the forefront of compliance and regulatory change. Appetite for blockchain along food supply chain. Blockchain is gaining traction in supply chain management, as evidenced by a series of announcements over the past several days. As reported in BitNews Today, in Italy, several retail firms and food manufacturers are getting behind projects that will help trace the food supply chain, with an eye on transparency. The site said that consumers would be able to identify information on labels through the use of smartphones, where data will be tied to food origin and other factors. According to the reports, the Italian hypermarket Okin Retail Italia, working with Big Group and the technology partner Tay Food, have been tracing the carrot supply chain. Tracking data comes through the use of QR codes contained on project labeling. The firms aim to trace 40 food products across 19 regions in the country and as many as 1,500 retail outlets. Said the site, the retail outlets will include the Auchan hypermarkets and Auchan, Simply and Hypersimply supermarkets. And on their shelves, there are 5,000 food products labeled Auchan and 17,000 food products of local producers, according to the site. There have been other, similar efforts within the food industry, as Carrefour has been tracing 4,000 food products that bear the firm's labeling in Italy. Other firms include Barilla, which has been working with IBM Italia to track foodstuffs. In other IBM news, the tech giant and Chainyard have teamed to develop a blockchain platform that streamlines supply chain management. The Trust Your Supplier program, as reported by SDCExec.com, targets improved supplier qualification, validation and lifecycle information management. There are other contributors to the platform, including Nokia, Vodafone and Lenovo. The partnership aims to streamline manual processes and promote what is termed a digital passport for supplier identity. IBM has said the program would have minimal costs as it can be integrated on top of systems that are already in place. Blockchain is still a buzzword among the supply chain industry, as little tests have shown impactful results. However, the digital ledger has proven to reduce costs and improve efficiency, something that all companies are looking to be better at, reported the site. Elsewhere, Cointelegraph reported that software engineering and IT consulting services firm EPAM Systems Inc. said it has joined the Blockchain in Transport Alliance, or BITA, that develops blockchain practices and standards geared toward the transportation, logistics and supply chain industry. A press release said that the software firm has identified 21 real-world use cases to be used across life sciences, transportation, logistics, agriculture, insurance and healthcare, to name just a few sectors. BITA will purportedly use EPAM's software engineering to help develop blockchain standards. In the commentary, Jitin Agarwal, EPAM's Vice President of Enterprise Products, said with all the buzz and hype in the market, some companies assume that blockchain is the ultimate be-all, end-all solution for any business challenge. At EPAM, we're working closely with our customers to help them truly understand how they can utilize distributed ledger technology, in combination with our other solution offerings, to increase efficiency and unlock new business models. Earlier this month, Canada's Transcontinental Railway, Canadian Pacific, also joined the beta to support improvements for supply chain management and logistics rendered through blockchain. World Bank issues second tranche of blockchain bond. The World Bank, International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, IBRD rated AAA, has raised an additional $50 million Australian for its Kangaroo bond due August 2020. The first bond created, allocated, transferred and managed through its life cycle using distributed ledger, blockchain, technology. The successful tap expands market participation with the Bondi platform combining three joint lead managers, Commonwealth Bank of Australia, CBA, RBC Capital Markets, RBC, and TD Securities, TD, and brings together new market participants, including an offshore investor, and the existing investor community including ongoing support and input from T-Corp, NSW Treasury Corporation. In August 2018, CBA was mandated by the World Bank as arranger for the bond and following a two-week consultation period with the market, the two-year bond raised $110 million. In May 2019, CBA and the World Bank, with TD acting as market maker, added additional capability to the platform by enabling secondary bond trading recorded on blockchain, making this the first bond whose issuance and trading are recorded using distributed ledger technologies. The subsequent issuance builds on the success of the platform, taking the total capital raised to $160 million and further enables capital markets to leverage distributed ledger technologies for faster, more efficient, and more secure transactions. Bondi blockchain-operated new debt instrument is part of a broader strategic focus of the World Bank to harness the potential of disruptive technologies for development to benefit the World Bank's clients. The World Bank's Blockchain Innovation Lab was established in 2017 as an innovation hub for poverty reduction projects across the world and includes developing opportunities to use blockchain and other disruptive technologies in areas such as land administration, supply chain management, health, education, cross-border payments, and carbon market trading. We are happy to see the continued, strong support and collaboration from investors and partners. The World Bank's innovation and experience in the capital markets is key to working with our member countries to increase digitization to boost productivity in their economies and accelerate progress towards the Sustainable Development Goals, said Andrea Dore, World Bank Head of Funding. The tap is an important milestone in demonstrating the full lifecycle management of an issuer's capital markets needs. It is also a significant step for the platform, bringing on additional participants and demonstrating the broader potential of Bondi as a capital markets platform, said James Wall, Executive General Manager International at Commonwealth Bank. Debt capital markets today comprise numerous interconnected intermediaries and agents undertaking intersecting roles for markets to function. Blockchain has the potential to streamline processes for raising capital and trading securities, improve operational efficiencies, as well as enhance regulatory oversight. CBA now has tangible evidence from our first bond offering using blockchain technology and subsequent bond management, secondary trading and tap issue via the same platform, that blockchain technology can deliver a new level of efficiency, transparency and risk management capability versus the existing market infrastructure. Next, we intend to deliver additional functionality to deliver greater efficiencies in settlement, custody and regulatory compliance, said Sophie Gilder, Head of Blockchain and AI, Commonwealth Bank of Australia. CBA, RBC, and TD have been lead managers for a number of IBRD bond issuances in the Australian and New Zealand capital markets. This issuance built on the long-standing partnership between four organizations, bringing together World Bank's 70-year track record of innovation in the capital markets, CBAS globally recognized blockchain center of excellence, and TD and RBC's significant global franchises in debt capital markets. An increase to the line is a natural evolution for the trade, providing a great opportunity for both new and existing investors to get involved. As a market maker on the platform, TD is very excited to have partnered up with World Bank and CBA again and be part of the next step in the platform's development, said Yuri Popovich, Director TD Securities. RBC is very pleased to be involved in the next stage of evolution of World Bank's bond issue, the most advanced practical application of blockchain technology to the debt capital markets to date, says Jigme Singsar, Managing Director, Debt Capital Markets at RBC. Though the technology is still in its early stages, we believe blockchain networks have the potential to transform financial services, offering a leap forward in the transparency and efficiency of our market. The blockchain platform was designed and developed by the CBA Innovation Lab's Blockchain Center of Excellence. Important information and independent review of the CBA blockchain platform's architecture, security and resilience was conducted by Microsoft. The law firm of King & Wood Mallesons acted as deal counsel on the bond issue and advised on the legal architecture for its implementation. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.